Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what? There's been an ongoing joke for years now about how hardly anybody dies in the MCU. From Coulson being brought back for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to the countless times that Loki supposedly died, the actual body count of any of the heavy hitters in the franchise have actually been pretty slim across over 20 films. Death might not be the end for some of these characters, but you know what? Just because these characters didn't die doesn't mean that they didn't absolutely suffer in between appearances. Because comic books absolutely love to make people just, well, suffer for prolonged periods of time, proving that death is not really the end, but just the beginning of their emotional turmoil. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 MCU fates worse than death. Number 10, Yellow Jacket shrinking into infinity. Now on its own, Ant-Man is a brilliantly funny, entertaining little project, full of humor and, of course, the charm of Paul Rudd, but it actually has something pretty disturbing in here when it comes to the defeat of Yellow Jacket, because that, well, that takes a very morbid turn. In the grand scheme of things, Yellow Jacket is your typical disposable villain, but the real stakes at play is Scott Lang's daughter, Cassie. Determined to do anything that he can to protect her, Lang shrinks between the molecules and goes subatomic as he proceeds to tear through all of the wires in Yellow Jacket's suits until he starts to short circuit. Now, for any other movie, you'd expect the villain to spontaneously combust or something like that, but we're left actually uncertain whether Yellow Jacket actually went subatomic or not. Though we are told the horrors of shrinking between the molecules from Hank Pym, Lang is able to break out of it with the help of Pym's technology, but we're never really told what became of the villain. Now, you could chalk it up to a bit of lazy writing if you wanted to, but the thought of the Yellow Jacket shrinking into infinity and being pulled every which way? Well, that sounds way more painful than if he had just died. Number 9. Caecilius abandons life for Dormammu. Doctor Strange is one of those characters who always seems to work best when playing off of other Marvel heroes. While his first solo movie was an impressive outing for Benedict Cumberbatch, he always seems to be much more engaging when he's interacting with other Avengers, like in Thor Ragnarok and Infinity War. However, the fate of Caecilius in his own movie ended up being much more thought-provoking than many would have imagined. After killing the Ancient One, stealing pages from magical texts, and bringing Dormammu into the world, we have to ask the question, does our villain pay the ultimate price? Well, yes and no. Make no mistake, we do see Caecilius fading into dust in a scene that seems to anticipate Avengers Infinity War, but the subtext behind the disintegration seems to be a little more than just plain old oblivion. When striking up a bargain with Dormammu, Strange drives the dark dimensional being away, leaving Caecilius and his followers to join him in the dark dimension. While Caecilius fought tooth and nail trying to bring this type of darkness to Earth, it would probably make for a horrible situation if he is trapped in the dark dimension with Dormammu, who is probably not going to be too happy with being sent away from Earth. Death at the hands of Stephen Strange may have been just fine, but the idea of Dormammu finding every which way to torture you in the dark dimension forever? Well, that sounds far less enjoyable. Number 8. Emil Blonsky's Eternal Abomination. The Incredible Hulk seems to be one of the outliers of the MCU. While movies like Iron Man set the franchise off on the right track, this is one film in Phase 1 that seems the most out of place when compared to something like Thor or Captain America. Even though it has its spotty moments, the film didn't skip skimp out when it came to giving us extremely dark material, as throughout the movie, Bruce Banner is constantly on the run from government forces who see him as a destructive monster. Though Banner does his best to try and control his inner rage, military officer Emil Blonsky takes matters into his own hands to stop the Hulk by turning into the Abomination, with the strength and build big enough to rival our less-than-friendly Green Giant. Granted, the climax of the film does have its shining moments with two Hulk-sized beings fighting, but the repercussion of Blonsky's actions here are a lot darker than you might think. As opposed to Bruce Banner's tendency of using the Hulk mode like an on-off switch, the Abomination is arrested and unable to return to his natural human form. Banner may have to live with the trauma of being half-monster at all time, but Blonsky, well, he is all monster all the time. Number 7. Hawkeye's internal trauma. The Avengers were dealt quite a heavy blow by the end of Infinity War, weren't they? As most of our favourite heroes lay broken and bruised on the battlefield, Thanos was able to get his way and erase half of all living beings from the universe. Though we did see some of our heroes move on from the trauma, the heaviest blow definitely came at the expense of Clint Barton. Still on house arrest during the events of Infinity War, Hawkeye is enjoying a rather comfortable life at home as he spends quality time with his family. Even though things seem to be fine up until the start of Endgame, Clint gets his heart ripped out of his chest in the first few frames as we see his wife and three children turn to dust around him. Sent into a blind fury at the loss of his family, Hawkeye turns to a life of crime or vigilantism and unofficially becomes known as Ronin, where he goes about killing those who commit unjust practices. Even when trying to make amends with his checkered past, Clint's trip to Vormir also came with its repercussions, as he saw his lifelong friend Black Widow sacrifice herself for the greater good of the team. Just when he thought that he had the redemptive arc that he needed, he has to return back to his own time after watching his best friend die right before his eyes. Barton may have managed to survive the snap, but what he lost cost him not only the ones he loved, but also his entire reputation as a hero. Number 6. Ghost's backstory. Most character arcs in superhero movies start after the result of an accident gone wrong. Whether it's something like Tony Stark trying to find his way out of terrorist clutches with only his wit, or Bruce Banner being exposed to gamma chemicals while experimenting, plenty of superheroes work with circumstances beyond their control. However, it goes the same way for supervillains too. For as much of a villain as Sonny Birch is in Ant-Man and the Wasp, the real star of the show is Ava Starr, whose ability to phase through objects made her look like a badass adversary to Scott Lang. A power like this would normally be a pretty good trick in your arsenal, but the catch is that she doesn't really have control over it. While working on this technology with her father, an explosion claimed her family's life, leaving her stuck in a state of constant phasing. Rather than being able to harness her power, the ghost suit ends up trying to refine it, while Ava herself is in constant pain and in danger of phasing out completely if not for the quantum power that Hank's long-lost wife has acquired. Ghost might be considered a villain in the grand scheme of Ant-Man and the Wasp, but underneath the rough exterior is just a kid trying desperately to live a peaceful life. Number 5. Thanos gets what he wants, but at what cost? Out of all of the Marvel movies, Thanos has to be one of the most complex villains the audience has ever seen. Though he has been hinted at ever since his first appearances in the end credits of the first Avengers movie, his plan to tear the world down to half of its population actually sounds believable coming from his purple mug. Thanos may have accomplished his goal, but it was done at the expense of one of his greatest loves. When acquiring the Soul Stone, Thanos is told that he has to lose that which he loves in order to actually retrieve the stone. While it seems that he has no compassion for anyone in the universe, his love for Gamora does end up triumphing over everything else, leaving him no choice but to throw his adoptive daughter off a cliff ledge to her death. It's bad enough seeing your own daughter lay motionless on the snowy ground below, but things get even more heartfelt when Thanos finally snaps his fingers. Almost on another plane of consciousness, Thanos sees his young daughter asking him if he fulfilled his goal. He does seem proud of what he accomplished, but when he says that it cost him everything, it feels genuinely heartfelt. Thanos may have been set in his ways and is unquestionably a true monster, but annihilating half the universe not only marked the end of some of the Avengers, but also some of the most important people in the Mad Titan's life. Number 4. Nebula's endless rebuilding. For somebody who is an android, Nebula brings a lot of emotional depth to the Guardians of the Galaxy. While she may have been a pretty standard villain in her first appearance, her development as a character throughout Infinity War and Guardians 2 showed her to be much more than just a bunch of parts scraped together. However, there is something even darker that comes with being an android. Ever since she was first brought into life, Nebula's sole purpose was to be the aid of her father, which saw her turn into a relentless killing machine bent on serving her father's every whim. While she did her best as a faithful servant to Thanos, her manifestation was a lot more painful than some may remember. Being pretty much assembled since day one, Nebula Nebula has been through some of the most traumatizing pain by being ripped limb from limb only to be put back together again. I mean, look no further than the scene in Infinity War where Thanos tortures Gamora by making her watch her sister be slowly ripped apart in order to get the actual information that he wants. Though she does learn to care for people along the line, Nebula has to fight through the deepest pain an android could face in order to actually sympathize with other living beings. In that respect, even though she may be artificial, Nebula may be even more human than most of the other Avengers. Number 3. Dormammu's time loop. There were probably many comic book fans who thought that they would never see the day where Dormammu was put in a movie. After years of experimenting with different comic book properties, 2017's Doctor Strange finally gave us the extra-dimensional being that many people had heard about in the comics for years prior. Though Strange is able to defeat the being from the dark dimension, what could have transpired seems far too unpleasant for words. Using the power of the Time Stone to its fullest extent, Strange uses his skills to create an endless time loop as he proceeds to keep dying over and over again, only to return, asking Dormammu to bargain once more. Though most of the scene is initially played off for laughs, the actual reality of the situation gets pretty morbid if you dwell on it for too long. Because I know, yes, at this juncture it's just an annoying wizard with chiseled cheekbones asking to bargain, but the idea of reliving the same moment over and over again for the rest of eternity would end up turning into a nightmare pretty quickly. It's even too much for Dormammu to bear, who eventually bargains with Strange to leave Earth and never return. Number 2. Bucky's mind control. Throughout every one of Captain America's movies, it all seems to come back to the Winter Soldier. For as much destruction as Bucky Barnes has brought about to the world as a killing machine, Steve Rogers is always willing to lay down his life if it means protecting his friend. However, the backstory behind this second greatest super soldier is enough to leave even the hardest men in shambles. For anyone who saw the ending of Captain America's first outing, it was bad enough seeing Bucky fall to his death in the snow, but what Hydra ended up doing to him was surely even worse. Going into his mind and equipping him with superhuman strength, Bucky reappears as the Winter Soldier, acting almost as a slave to Hydra's bidding. Even when he finds compassion for Rogers at the end of his second outing, it only takes a few choice words to revert him back to the dead-eyed killing machine persona. While it may be considered a throwaway line by some, Barnes's crack that he can't control his own mind is a lot more emotional than many are willing to give it credit for. It might be awesome to see Bucky kicking ass with his best friend again, but given all the turmoil that he's gone through, it may have been better if he was just left in the snow all of those years ago. And number 1, Red Skull becomes the keeper of the Soul Stone. From the moment that he was introduced to the MCU, it was an absolute blast watching Captain America on screen. Going from mild-mannered little kid to the world's first super soldier was cool enough, but then to see him face off against head of Hydra Red Skull was utterly brilliant. But the villain's death was definitely ambiguous, because many presumed that the Red Skull was killed when trying to grasp the power of the Tesseract. But when you watched it again, you realized that the power that washed over his body didn't disintegrate him, but instead transported him to a different side of the universe. Returning to the fold in Infinity War, we are introduced to Red Skull yet again when Thanos seeks the Soul Stone. As he guides the Mad Titan to the whereabouts of the stone, Red Skull goes into detail about how the blast from the first Avenger ended up leading him here, where he is cursed to guard over the stone for the rest of time. Red Skull was never able to acquire the treasures that he really wanted, but the fact that he has been condemned to live his life in a frozen tundra forever is a far greater punishment than death ever could be. Probably pretty fitting though, seeing as he is a massive Nazi and deserves everything he gets.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.